This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It's a wonderful day, August 27th. It is warm in the West Coast, especially in California. Appreciate everybody being with us. We have so many affiliates out there. We really, really appreciate you. I hope your listeners love our show, and we like to say we're the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth, but you know what? We're trying to make it fun and entertaining, but you're going to learn a little bit, too, of what's going on. We're going to talk a little bit about cyber flashers, Brad Pitt settling a lawsuit, Maxwell, Harvey Weinstein, Kanye West, a really interesting Hawaiian couple case.
I just got to clarify, because you kind of ran those two together.
I did.
It's not cyber flasher Brad Pitt settles a lawsuit. It's a cyber flasher case, comma.
Oh, okay.
Period. So and then there's a Brad Pitt case where he settled a lawsuit that has nothing to do with cyber flashing.
So if I don't have any comms...
Well, at least that we know of.
Yes, well, yes, yes.
I don't even know where my cyber is. How do I flash it?
I have no idea. You know.
So if there's no comma, cyber flashers, Brad Pitt, Maxwell,
yes, yes.
Weinstein, and West with a Hawaii couple?
Exactly. Something like that.
So
yeah.
No commas.
Yeah, yeah.
There's supposed to be commas between all that.
Punctuation matters.
We're gonna get a cease and desist from Brad Pitt's legal team. He never cyber flashed that you can prove.
Sorry, I forgot the comma.
My bad.
We are a news program too, so we've got exceptions. Anyway, we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna have a great time explaining a few things. The cyber flashers. That's really interesting, and I've got some serious questions about it, but you've got to hear about the cyber. There's lawsuits are going to fly in that one. Let me tell you right now about cyber flashing. And we're not going to get into more detail of that.
Yeah.
Keyword fly.
How was the fly involved?
Yes.
Well, the fly was open, apparently. That's why there's
cyber
flashing.
That's where the cyber is? I don't
know. I'm not sure. There's
you know what, though? Todd doesn't get it. Because he thinks cyber flashing is flashing pictures of his kitties.
That's a fair point, yeah. Unsolicited kitty photos.
Stop.
Denise! Dirks, you're setting me up.
Can we just go into case or no case, Cal?
I think we'd
get
better.
Get rid of these people.
It's time to play case or no case.
All right, here we go. Ed Hispaniola was ecstatic. He had just purchased a brand new used Chevy Citation after his college graduation.
A brand new used
Chevy Citation. Well, okay, new to him, as they say, right? And the bank sent him the paperwork. In the envelope was the vehicle's title and a copy of the note, and it was marked paid. Ed figured his mommy had paid the note off in full, as this happened just before Christmas.
Mom.
Ed decided, I got a windfall, man. I'm getting rid of this doggy Citation. I'm getting me a Mustang with those little T-tops up there. You know what I'm talking about? So he did that. And then came the letter from the bank. Bank error. We want the title back. We want the note back. And we want the back payments due on the Citation. He verified all of this, and now he had two payments to make, one for the new Ford and one for the Chevy that he traded in, where the payoff was no good because obviously the bank made an error. And then there was a nefarious lawyer starting to bother him, demanding that he make the payments or he'd have him arrested for fraud. Ed decided he needed representation, so he wanted to see if he had a case against the bank or maybe against the heavy-handed lawyer. Yes, he wanted to know if he had a case. Or no case. Fred Penny, you're up.
I mean, I know the answer is, yeah, he's got to pay it. Because you have to, in order, in a contract or an agreement, there has to be value given on both sides. And he gave nothing. So for him to get the car for nothing, mistake or no mistake, he gave no value, they would win. The question is this a case or no case? I'm going to say bank wins, and it is a case.
All right, Todd, what do you think about that?
Did the lawyer work for the bank? Was he a bank lawyer that was...
He was not a bank employee, but okay. He was a heavy-handed collection guy. I think his name was Bruno.
And when he bought the Mustang, did he finance it through the same bank that he got the citation through?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. So I'll say that this is a case, and what the heck? I'm going to say that, they reach a settlement... And here's my thinking on this. So I agree with Fred that's bank error. Now, I've played Monopoly a ton. And usually when you get the bank error, it's bank error in your favor, pay $200. So going on my Monopoly law background, my expertise as a board game Parker Brothers Monopoly playing lawyer. So Fred is right that he still has the obligation to pay. But the bank error telling him that it had been paid off, he relied on that to his detriment in purchasing the new vehicle. So now you have this offset. Yes, the bank is entitled to their money, but he's incurred additional damages because of the bank error. So it ends up being a lawsuit, but a wash. However, he does get a little something extra because of the harassment from the private lawyer trying to collect the outstanding debt. So it's a case, but they settle.
Okay, Denise, what do you think about this case or no case? In the case of a wanton bank error and the Chevy citation?
Well, I think it's the bank's fault. They made the error. And I do like the reasoning about him relying upon that to, you know, justifiably relying on that bank error. It sounded to me like that lawyer threatened fraud, criminal action. Not any kind of another one. So that's a huge problem. But this isn't a case.
You're smart, Denise.
This just isn't a case. It's too detailed. There's too much going on. There's too much, you know, all of this stuff. It just fits too nice and neatly into a package. I think Cal made this up.
I think Denise is probably more right than Todd and I because I think it's made up day.
Well, that's interesting that you all would think that. I love the fact that each of you came up with a different conclusion to the same set of facts. And by the way, this is an actual case. Yes, it is a case.
Oh, Denise, yes.
But wait, there's more.
I love it.
It was settled in arbitration. But wait, there's more. Ed Hispaniola got an extra $1,000 knocked off the citation loan because of the bank error and of their contract employee.
But he still had to pay the money, though.
Had to pay the rest.
I win.
But he got $1,000.
So what?
Todd said settlement, and he got a little something extra. He did. He got an extra $1,000 taken off the note.
Okay, that's Todd, too. But yep. I said they won, too, which is right. They got their money.
Well, I said they settled.
I think we're just too, but I don't think we have to.
And he had to pay the $2,000 in 8 equal installments, so he had to put in a lot of overtime, but he got it done.
The bank
gets their money, and the lawyer gets a little chastisement, but they did lose a grand in the deal.
I think we're 2-2.
And that is case or no case.
We each get two, man. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's what I say.
All right.
And next hour, I'm going to take you to Bemidji, Minnesota, and the case of Edie Westergaard and her brother. That's next hour on Case or No Case. And now back to Radio Law Talk.
Wow. I mean, just leading from there directly into cyber flashing, I'll tell you right now.
Well, we don't have time anyway. We only have 30 seconds.
Let's go on. We'll come back, talk about cyber flashing when we're done.
All right. And we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk right here on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz to Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
That's down.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
And now back to Radio Law Talk. Here are Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and Todd Kunin.
What do you do when you receive an unsolicited quote, sexually graphic text, email, or something from an app? Well, there's a bill now that went through California that says you can now sue them if that comes through. And by the way, apparently there has been no, there's not one no vote through any of the assembly or anything going through now.
That would be like political suicide.
Yes.
For somebody to raise it. You know, we got to think about this. And, you know, is it really a harm?
Yeah. That the kids get a text?
Yeah. Way to seal your fate in politics.
Well, that would be former Senator Wiener, right?
Scott Wiener, San Francisco, yes.
Oh, no, not him.
Oh, you mean, oh, the guy
the other
from,
one.
Oh, the, yeah.
The one that was married to the assistant for...
Huma Abedin.
Yeah, yeah. Who literally was
cyber flashing.
Yes. I mean,
Do you use a flash in cyber flashing photos? I just
here's the question. Okay, yes. Ready? Fred Penny throws the controversy out. Here's the question. Will you please, in this assembly bill, define sexually graphic for me. That's going to be the issue. And constitutionality, too, right?
So here's the thing. In the bill, they refer to it as, quote, obscene material. Now, it's codified. This is California Civil Code, Section 1708.88. And in it, it says you can't send unsolicited obscene material. Now, I'm not going to get into the description of the acts because there's a lot, but I want to read the second half of it. It says, if a person sends, and then there's a list of things, to another, when taken as a whole, that to the average person applying contemporary statewide standards appeals to the prurient interest that, taken as a whole, depicts or describes this conduct in a patently offensive way, and that, again, taken as a whole, lacks serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value.
Vague. Way too vague. That is, you know when you see it, Denise, in Utah or in Southern California.
That's why
it
said the community. They defined the community here.
Central Iowa is going to be different than San Francisco.
Well, I also
think exactly. That's why it's not nationwide. It's only California.
I know that, but I'm just using a general. Yeah. But you go up to Butte County or Shasta County where Cal's from, it's going to be different than L.A. County.
But you mentioned something interesting there, Denise, because you referenced what, Iowa or something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's California.
What Denise said there was interesting, because this bill applies to California. But what if you are living in the state of California and somebody from Iowa sends you a picture that qualifies as this? You're going to have liability in California. California is going to say that this gives you jurisdiction wherever the recipient is or the person who sends it is.
Yes.
Well, the person in Iowa is going to send a one-piece bathing suit with shorts on, so that's
Fred, I was thinking about this because I was fascinated by this story when it broke.
Right.
And I thought to myself, the next definition will be which the recipient finds offensive. I mean, isn't that really what the community?
I'm just
saying that's the language that they may try next.
If the recipient didn't find it offensive, there's never going to be a criminal complaint filed.
Right, but
guess what though? You know, my mother-in-law, love her. I'm no lie. She grew up in Canada, grew up in the 30s. The F word to the day she died, she thought was a flatulent. You know, I'm not going to say that. You know, you pass gas. That's what she thought the word was her whole life. I mean, to her, what is offensive is going to be much different than a rapper in L.A. It just, it's got to tell you that, right? And she was a California lady. So, you know what? I just think it's so broad and vague. How do you set that standard? And I know what people are arguing and yelling. Well, they're setting standards in that now. There are standards, like, even in PG-13, R, X, whatever the rating is, they set standards. But where's that standard going to be?
Well, the famous case on this from Supreme Court, they were, kind of like, I can't remember the word they use, but it's something that appeals to the prurient interest. That is from a Supreme Court
case. It is.
Yeah. And then they went on to say what is pornography, because it was whether or not this material before them, I think it was Hustler, right? Mm-hmm. Whether or not it was pornography or not.
And here comes the great quote.
Yes, and they said literally, well, you know it when you see it. And that, we talk about vague, right? You know it when you see it.
Yeah.
And it was a Hustler guy. It was Larry Flint's case. Yeah.
You know it when you see it.
But yet, one of the things in this bill that I thought was interesting was the very last part, which is, no pun intended, subsection D of the bill. It says this section does not apply to any of the following. So it doesn't apply to the internet service provider, mobile data provider. So if somebody uses their phone to take a picture that would qualify and sends it to somebody unsolicited, Verizon's not going to face problem because they're the mobile service provider.
Or they airdrop it, so Apple won't face
problem. Apple's not going to face problems, and, you know, whatever they have there. Any service that transmits it, so if somebody sends a picture through the DM function in Instagram or Facebook Twitter's not going to face a problem. It's still the person that sent it. But it's the last one here that I thought was interesting. And it says, quote, this is subdivision 4. An individual who has not expressly opted out of receiving sexually explicit images on the service in which they're transmitted, where such option is available. So if there's a service and there's the ability to opt out of receiving anything like this, and you don't click it to opt out and then receive something from it, no cause of action for you.
That's interesting.
Wow, that's it. I didn't even know you can do an opt-out.
It says on services that provide it.
Yeah, so which services provide it?
I think very few.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll talk more about Brad Pitt settling a lawsuit. This is an interesting one. Hang on. Keep your seatbelts on.
Yeah, sometimes things get complicated. That's one of the fun aspects of listening to Radio Law Talk. And the show will continue after we take our bottom of the hour break right here on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new...
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There's concerns about the potential for a radiation leak in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is located. Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces fired on areas just across the river. Meanwhile, Russian forces are pointing to Ukrainian shelling that hit a building that stores nuclear fuel. Iodine tablets were being distributed to residents who live near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in case of radiation exposure. The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for flooding. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get them through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase patrols to protect property. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop whining. That is our anecdote.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Denise, how old is Brad Pitt? Don't look.
I have no idea. I think he's like 52.
I would say he's 58, 59.
Cal, how old?
60.
I got to say one thing. Tom Cruise is 60 and Brad Pitt's 58, and they look great. I know a lot of it's makeup, and you know, but doggone it, how do people at that age? That's my age. I'm 59. How do?
But you look just as good as they do, Fred.
No, way better.
They just
way
had a little better. Work done, that's all.
My physique, yeah, I've had no work done. I need, problem is, need if I had work, it'd be backhoe. They'd have to bring the backhoe in. Chainsaws, you know. But grinders. Man alive. Sometimes I see Brad Pitt, and by the way, is he still smoking? I know he was a smoker.
No.
He's not anymore?
Uh-uh. Nope, he's not smoking
good,
or drinking.
Good for him. But, doggone it, some people are just made to be handsome their whole life. Isn't that right?
Why, thank you, Fred.
We're talking about Paul Newman. Talk about Paul Newman. You talk about Brad Pitt, and it's just like, doggone it, how at 58, a year younger than me, he looks so good. And I guess that Johnny Depp's 59.
But he he's not quite as good looking. Johnny Depp shows his age a little.
No,
more.
He does. But no, the best Brad Pitt is good looking. So my wife said this the other night. We were watching a movie, and Keanu Reeves was on. She goes, "Man, he's looking old." Sorry, Keanu. I don't know if you listen to us, but man, he's looking old. My wife looks him up. Hey, he's my age. We're looking old. Yeah, we're looking kind of old.
But you know, he did the cleverest. Keanu Reeves did a very clever thing. He was being interviewed on one of those actors' workshop kinds of things where a guy was grilling him a little bit. And the guy was very snarky to him. He said, "Keanu, have you ever envisioned yourself in a movie where you actually took acting lessons?" Oh. And Keanu looked at him and said, "Well, I'm pretending this now."
That was good.
Good comeback.
Yeah.
That's a good comeback. All right. Well, what happened? Brad Pitt his foundation, which is called Make It Right Foundation, which he does wonderful things with the Make It Right Foundation. And what he did prior to the Katrina, big Hurricane Katrina, went to New Orleans and helped build houses and raise money to build houses for the needy. And didn't give them to them, but they got it at a discount, the homes. They paid $150,000 for these homes, but he raised the money and the funds and donated money to help build these homes. Way cheaper to purchase than anything else. Well, what happens? Hurricane Katrina comes. Not Katrina. What's the one?
No, Hurricane Katrina came before. He was trying to help after.
You're right. Afterwards. That's right. Afterwards. That's exactly right. And then they build them, and then what happens? What happens when you do something kind?
You always get paid back in the negative.
A lawsuit.
Yeah.
You get sued.
No, it was like teach him for doing something nice. He actually was charitable. Building these homes, 107,000 families, low-income families, were able to get these homes.
107 homes.
Yeah, 107,000. He might have done more, but 107,000 sued him.
107,000 people?
No, 107.
Yeah, you said 107,000.
107, not 1,000.
They were like, 107.
Yeah, they sued him because they had defects in their homes.
But he didn't build them.
Well, he was the charitable foundation behind it that put the money up to build them and paid the contractors, and so technically he became the principal.
Oh, the deep pocket.
Yeah.
I get that, and I get that the no good deed goes unpunished, but let's put myself – I'm going to put myself in the shoes of
the low income
of the person that bought, which – given my current salary, is not that much of a stretch. So,
welcome to my world.
I'm going to put myself in their shoes. Katrina comes in. I've lost my house. I have no home. Some actor comes along, says, "Hey, I'm going to provide an opportunity where you can finance on your own dime a home for $125,000, $150,000, which is no small amount for those folks. Great. Oh, that's great. He's going to do this, and the home gets built, and I get in. And then the home has problems, which, if you believe some, to the extent that it would probably be better if you just tore the whole thing down. But I'm on the hook for a mortgage for this thing that I just bought from you that you came in and sold to me.
Even if it was cheap.
Even if it was cheap, I'm still out this money.
Right. And it's leaking.
And the reason Pitt got involved with the lawsuit was because the foundation that he was originally working with to build them wasn't responding to the problems. So by adding him to the lawsuit, it got him back in, and he was able to work with other foundations to make sure that they were made whole. So you kind of had to bring, look, I bought the house because you were the face associated with it. It was your great thing. Can you make it right so now I'm not out $150,000 for a house that I really can't live in?
Well, yeah, that each in the settlement, $20 million or something like that?
$20,500,000,
and it's each house gets $25,000
for the reimbursements for what they had to repair.
To remediate,
This one picture, what surprises me, okay, is I see a picture of just one example of a house, and it's got stairs going up to the lower level. Apartment or home or whatever it is, but then it's got these stairs that literally go all the way up the side of the house and to a second story. I mean, who can walk that? And it looks extremely dangerous, to be honest.
Well, I think that's they're tearing it up. They're redoing part of it.
Well, I think that's when they built it, because that's the paper. See, that's the paper of the building.
But this picture is of a house. It's not done yet. So I would think that it would be highly unlikely that this is a house where they were going to sell it with a staircase that goes up to a second floor with no rail.
Going up to the second floor on all those stairs.
It's about a 45 degree angle. We're just going to lay plywood over it. That's your wheelchair ramp. Good luck.
New Orleans, most of the houses there are the shotgun houses, that are just straight through.
Mm-hmm.
They call them shotgun because you can shoot a gun through the front door and it'll go out the back door.
Yeah, just square, kind of,
I wonder if those attic areas are up there for hurricane safety. You've got a place to go in the event of flooding, I wonder.
No, that's not a bad idea.
Hmm.
I don't think they have basements, right?
No, not like
shoddy, that. Shoddy work is what they call it. Well, at least Brad came, stepped up and paid $20.5 million out of his probably his foundation. And
I think he didn't have to personally pay it.
No.
But he was the one. It took him getting back involved to actually get the thing resolved.
Yes.
And kudos for him for not saying,
It's a good way to use the cachet behind the name. Yep. Good for him. He did a great thing there.
He did. You know, and I get that he's 58, he's good looking, but I ask you this question.
He's single.
That doesn't sway me at all. But I ask you this question. For all of those things, does Brad Pitt have a book coming out? Does he have a book?
He could.
Now, if Tom Cruise had a book coming out, there's one title he would not be able to use despite Top Gun. And it would be, he couldn't use the name Goose. He couldn't. Fred, why is this applicable to you?
I thought you were going
to
say Mission Impossible.
My book is coming out September 9th. That was very nice of you, Todd.
Nice segue, Todd. Yeah.
Segue, Todd. Goose. It was called The Golden Goose. It's now called The Goose. It's a three-part series. It's a three-book series. Book one comes out on September 9th on Amazon. So look for it. The Goose. And it's actually pretty dang cool. You know what? We're having problems with our Instagram. We're going to start working on our Facebook more for Radio Law Talk. I'll throw up the picture of the book on it, but coming out September 9th. It's interesting. It's about the William Collins family when he's age 75. I'm 59. And I had publishers help me work on it. And guess who was co-writing it with me? And I think, did I tell you guys who's my co-writer?
No.
And who's helping me is Mark Victor Hansen, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That is a great series.
150 million copies worldwide.
You know, you've got to learn to get good people to help you,
yes,
Fred. I don't understand the
problem. Someone's got a little bit of oomph behind them. You know, not like Mark, but, yeah, we're pretty excited. The very front of it talks about Mark being a collaborator on it, and it talks about William Collins and how he grew up and became successful, and it is a fiction, but based on my life. It's kind of interesting because I told him I don't want to sit there. I don't want to write a book. Okay, this is about it. This is what I've done. This is how I've done this. These are my sayings. This is what I've learned. This is how you can become successful. Or if you follow these principles, you might be able to do something right in life. But you know what? So it's fictitious, but it's really actually pretty good. It's my book, and I think it's pretty dang good. But September 9th, Goose.
Can't wait.
Called The Golden Goose, but they just trimmed it down. It's Goose, and it's all gold, the book. All the gold pictures. Well, we come back. We're going to talk about Maxwell, speaking of Goose. And Miss Maxwell, we're going to talk about Kanye West. And then we got more after that. And we're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein, et cetera, et cetera.
And we just learned what our Christmas present is going to be, Todd.
Yeah.
That and salad dressing.
Yes.
Words from me. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here on this local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can get all back episodes free.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How did that happen?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
I'm going to do some Aloha music, you know, but I'm not very good at that.
Wah, 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 wah.
We're really good.
It's really bad.
Denise is dancing here with her little Hawaiian stuff. Todd, what's going on in Hawaii?
Well, you know, this is an interesting story about a couple who's lived in Hawaii for, you know, over 20 years. Let me tell you about Bobby Fort and Julie Montague, husband and wife. Mr. Fort, born in 1967, along in there. Miss Montague, born in 1968. So there, you know, around my age, 54, 55 years old. And he had recently retired, 4 or 5 years ago from the Coast Guard after a 20-plus year career in the Coast Guard where he achieved a higher security clearance. He spent a lot of time in Alaska as part of his assignment. She stayed in Hawaii. Just a nice couple. They had a house there, and people knew them, lifelong folks. Well, here's the problem. Bobby Fort's real name is Walter Primrose, and Gwen Morrison's real name is Julie Montague's real name is Gwen Morrison. Gave away that away there.
Who's on first?
And so those aren't their real names. And in fact, those aren't their real birth dates. Each one of them has a birth date about 10 years earlier. Turns out that Bobby Fort and Julie Montague were the names of two infants that died in the same hospital shortly after they were born.
Oh,
and these two individuals, Primrose and Morrison, adopted their identities back in the 90s, back in the late 80s, and got married. They were already married. They got married again using their new names and had lived lives as these other individuals up until they were recently apprehended. It came about because one of them actually sent a notice to a previous family member saying, hey, get a hold of me, and they used their real name and not the other name, and then that raised suspicions. Now both of them are in custody. They're in custody because, using those fraudulent names, the husband, Primrose, well, he got into the Coast Guard. If he'd used his real name and real birth date, he'd have never qualified to get in the Coast Guard. He went up the ranks in the Coast Guard and achieved the rank, his high security clearance rank, using a fraudulent name, never caught by the Coast Guard, never detected, nothing.
So crazy.
It is weird. And then law enforcement did a raid on their house in Honolulu, their family home, and they have no kids, but they found Polaroids of the two of them in what experts have said are authentic KGB uniforms.
Oh, that's
those pictures taken in the 80s.
Wow. I love the kitty bumps.
And so you've got this here, and there's a lot of suspicion and cloud of suspicion over these two individuals. They're being held in custody, but what legal experts as well as the courts are saying is, well, aside from the fraud, which you would normally allow somebody to get bail on, all of the other arguments from the government are suspicion and innuendo. They have no concrete facts that these people are spies or they're doing anything. So the question is, how are they being held no bail? But they still are. They were denied a release on bail yet again last week.
This is federal court then?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And so they're facing charges, suspected espionage, but they have no actual proof of that. They're only being detained right now on the fraud associated with them using somebody else's identification. They wow. They appropriated the identity of two dead kids, or dead infants, for their own use. But it's just a bizarre case.
Well, that's all bad form. They obviously shouldn't have done that. But I'm sure the judge is thinking to himself, until I know why, these guys may present a security risk to our country. Is that possible?
Except that shouldn't be the basis.
That shouldn't be the basis.
It is a presumption of guilt. I'll give you that.
Exactly. That shouldn't be the basis for keeping them.
What she said, what the judge said, was that they lacked solid ties to Hawaii, which...
I mean, they would
living
flee.
There for 20 years.
They would flee.
Well, the problem is, I get that
they
the judge
says that.
They
own two homes there.
Where are they going to go?
And that's what you pointed out, Denise.
Yeah.
I thought that was you're right on the money. We own two houses here in Hawaii.
We've lived here for 20 years.
Yes.
We have family. We have friends here.
Admittedly, it was a fraudulent life, but nonetheless, it was our life, right?
Exactly.
Correct.
Just crazy stuff.
So did they have a plea or anything yet? I mean,
No.
People have different names, right? They switch their names all the time.
But you got to do it legally, don't you?
I know you do, but this is Hawaii. You know, they're all out there.
Okay.
They're on the beach. There's a couple of people on the beach that are
hanging loose
that are probably billionaires that nobody knows about.
It's not the first time somebody in Hawaii has used a name that wasn't really theirs.
Show up and left the family. Wasn't there the Florida lawyer that disappeared from his family? They thought he was lost forever. He was super wealthy, and he was a power trial lawyer, and just went berserk and just left. Never saw him until they found him in, I don't remember, Mexico or somewhere. And he was a little mechanic for a little engine shop,
right? Yeah, I remember that story.
He was like
weird.
A small engine shop, and he was just living on the beach. Sometimes that's what I want to do.
I want to build a small house in San Felipe.
In Mexico?
Yes.
That's kind of a dangerous country right now, isn't it?
Well, not San Felipe, though. San Felipe, the road was built by the Army Corps of Engineers, so it's very safe. It's all, engineered.
Oh, the people
correctly.
On the side are safe, too, right? They're going to stop you?
Well, no. There's the federales that stop you on the road.
That's right.
For sure.
And if
so you've
got a Hyundai in there, if you've got a Hyundai in there, when the federales pull you, you can usually get away.
Yes.
Sure.
You know what they say? Yeah.
No, they absolutely. You're talking about a Honda or a
Hondo?
A Hyundai. $100 bill.
$100.
Usually the federales will go, oh, I didn't see you here. Okay. Yeah. Have a nice flight.
Okay. Now I get it.
Did I ever tell you the story? This is true. I know it's anecdotal. I went scuba diving down in Guaymas and San Carlos.
That is anecdotal.
We had a police officer with us that was wonderful police officer out of Arizona, and we pulled in. I will never forget pulling in at the border, and this was probably, you know, 1988, and we pulled off the side, and the pickup was loaded with all of our gear and equipment, and they said, pull over, and next thing you know, we stopped, and he went and checked another car. All these cars and trucks pulling over, checking them all. We were there for an hour and a half.
Wow.
And we finally, a person I know said, you know, you have to hand him a 20 or something. And he kept coming over looking, oh, I'll be back. And the guy goes, I'm not doing that. I'm a police officer, sworn police officer. All right.
Fred said, I guess it's on me.
we traveled to Acapulco, and we brought my mom's canned foods with us. We were stopped in Mexico City. They said, you know, pay us money. And my mom says, I want a receipt. And they're going, no, under the table. And she goes, oh, I want a receipt.
It's like, Mom, that doesn't work that way.
We ended up paying $100 to get that food in. Yeah, yes.
Well, yeah. You know, after the 9th of September, Fred, how about a copy of my book? Would you take some salad dressing?
Salad dressing?
Would you take some Newman's Own salad dressing? Oh, you can go.
A book with a carve-out and a bottle of salad dressing inside.
Yes, no, yes. The book with the carve-out with the salad dressing goes into the jail.
Yeah, because the salad dressing would be the contraband.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm saying, yes.
And they could probably sell it for money. Well, we're going to get into talking about an inmate that sues for miscarriage. I want to lay that out there I want you to think about it. This is why. Because when I first read Inmate Sues for a Miscarriage, I said, oh, my gosh, what else are inmates suing about? Because they, you know, as a lawyer, I get the proverbial letter, hey, will you handle this police brutality case in prison for me? And we're all like, no.
Yeah, thanks, but no.
But wait until you hear the facts of this case that I want to tease you on.
It's stunning.
It's interesting, beyond normal. And I'm like, what? And this is based out of California. We're going to discuss it and find out what exactly happened. And then after that, we're going to get into Harvey Weinstein. We're going to get into we're coming up to hour three, Cal. So hour three, we're going to do a case or no case, Harvey Weinstein. We're going to talk about a Yale case, New Haven Hospital case, divorce issues with the ex Miss Murdoch, and Denise Dirks is going to talk about that, the family law attorney, and then we got to talk about Andrew Cuomo, right?
Yeah.
And then what after that? We got a couple more things, but just hang on, and we'll tell you what they are later.
And a case or no case that takes you to Bemidji, Minnesota, that great university town. That's coming up next hour, right here on Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhn and Fred Penny and the lovely and talented Denise Dirks. Stay tuned as the radio program will continue at 6 minutes after the hour.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications.
Not all borrowers will qualify.
Terms and conditions apply.
Equal housing opportunity.